Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys and guests, for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk hosted by Open Bottle Society. I'll be your host on this broadcast. My name is Key.
And I'm Mel.
How you guys all doing out there? So a little bit about us is that we are basically garage beer reviewers. In a nutshell, we just drank beer and decided to just get in front of a bunch of shit that either records us or films us. And I'm going to say it again, records us. So I think I pretty much butchered that one up.
And by the way, we actually are in a garage.
Yeah, we are. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. So today's theme is IPAs. And we're going to go ahead and just do what we do best. And over time, hopefully, you guys will just continue to roll with us and enjoy us. Because let's face it, we do like to say words such as, like fuck. And what else do we like to say?
Shit, hell if I know.
We say all sorts of really fucked up shit. So if you guys are ready for some non-traditional beer reviews, that's what you're in for. Just wanted to give you a little synopsis, a little bit of behind us. Oh, you know what? Before we even get into the beer, what is your background in beer, Mal? Just in case people might go, let's email him and ask him and get personal. And I'll be like, oh.
Actually, I started homebrewing about 7 years ago. And since that time, made quite a few friends out here that are in both homebrew as well as semi-beer industry. And I've helped work on two different breweries out here.
Could you disclose their names?
Yeah.
Two breweries you helped with?
White Pine Brewing Company, which is actually up in Ely, Nevada. And they make some really good beer. They're still in the process of tuning up. And the other one was basically I helped move in some fermenters into Old School Brewing Company.
I know those guys. I used to work for them as their sous chef. I guess for me, I just started getting into beers, I think, roughly almost 2 years ago. And then all of a sudden, I did this YouTube channel and started a website thanks to your ass, you know. So I thank you very much for that whack-ass shit. And then all of a sudden, now we're here. Don't tell me where to put the damn box. I can put it anywhere I want. As long as I don't put it close to the mic, don't fucking touch my sound box. Get your own, my brother.
Don't put your dick in a box either.
I'm not putting – why would I put a – okay, first off, no. We're not doing that, okay? So this is what we are going to do. Matter of fact, sir, you get a boner. You put that in your box. What?
Nothing. No.
What were we going to say? They can't actually see you. What were you going to say?
That basically it's too freaking loud for the freaking microphone.
Well, I'm sorry. Funny gets funny. No, you.
That's so it's a little subtler.
There. Now it sounds like a pussy fucking audience out there. Thanks. What are we, entertaining children and shit? It's got to be loud and robust, but I digress. All right, guys. So today, again, what is our theme, Mal? What is our theme?
IPA.
All right.
IPA normally stands for India Pale Ale.
Which, what are some characteristics with IPAs?
Usually a little bit higher than average alcohol. By average, you've got 4.5 to 5 is what people are normally expecting. IPAs are usually above 5% alcohol. Hop is another characteristic, the hop flavor and the high acidic flavor, because it was originally beer that was brewed in England and sent to India, and they learned that the higher the alcohol content and the higher the acidic level, the longer the beer kept. And when you're shipping it via ship across the seas from England to India, you need that time to keep it good.
Awesome. I don't know about you guys, but if you guys just woke up, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. Is that subtle enough? Is that subtle enough for you? God. I'm just teasing. Guys, we've been like this since the day we met, which was about 3 weeks ago from this podcast. Might as well just roll with it, right? Look, guys, we're not professionals.
I don't want to see a podcast for you.
Yeah, you do. It's fucking Open Bob's up in here. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and get started and do what we actually are known best for, and that's giving you guys a different look on how beer reviews are done. we're, and no, this is not towards anybody that we know in the community of beer, but we're just not stuffy beer reviewers. We basically talk for the masses. So, I mean, would you agree?
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and get started for you guys and hope you guys enjoy Open Bottle Talk on all the beers based upon IPA. Here we go. Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. Right now, we're going to be going ahead and what beer are we going to drink for these guys?
We're going to be drinking Kona Brewing Company's Castaway India Pale Ale.
Nice. Where's this? Where's Kona located?
They're out of Hawaii originally.
All right. And what's the ABV on this?
This one is, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Da-da-da. Make up something more. 6%.
There we go. I was about to make him. I was about to do a magic trick for him. Sleight of hand movement, you know, a little reach around. It's something magical. Hey, at least I didn't say it would be magically delicious. At least I didn't say that. So, all right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and crack this beer open. A little cool thing about this is that these guys are from the islands. And recently, they were just bought by...
What was there?
Which is now known as the Big One, which is under the umbrella of InBev. So if you guys don't know about InBev, please tune into us another episode. We will get into my dislike for InBev because everyone's pretty much upset with them. So
I think we'll just title that The Politics of Brewing.
Ooh, I like that. I don't have a button for oohs and shit. So I don't have oohs, you know.
Sorry. So it's just got to come natural.
All right. So, all right, guys. So we go ahead. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go through. Normally what we do like on YouTube is we have a light underneath it to show you the vibrance. But we'll describe it to you in our best abilities. So the first thing we're going to do right now just to get you guys acclimated to our show is we're going to describe visually how it looks. So right now it has a nice like a toasted straw color a little bit. The bubbles are moving light, very light, almost less aggressive than champagne.
Yeah. Also, basically the head, you can see the bubbles underneath. That it's really nice and light. There's no all that much legs left on the glass when you turn the glass in the beer. It's usually a sign of a thicker beer when you've got the legs on there after the beer clears. So. The legs are the leftover, you know, liquid that slowly drains down off the glass. You see that in liquors, in wine. You know, when you see a person spinning a wine glass with the wine inside and they're looking up at it, that's usually what they're looking for.
Absolutely.
The legs.
Also, the head doesn't stay very long on this, which is okay with me. And it's extremely filtered, so you can see right through it. Very translucent. All right, so now the next part that we're going to do is we're going to go ahead to the smell. And then let's go ahead and get into that right now. So cheers, my good sir. Fair enough. Did you know I just tasted it?
I was going to say, did you just freaking drink?
I just had a drink of it. I got so, ladies and gentlemen right now, I just took a sip out of this. Oh, man. Shame on me.
And he's like, "Oh no, we got to be professional. Our system, our procedure. Yeah, just throw that shit away and be what the fuck I want."
All right, let's try that. Oh my god, I can't believe I did it on the live recording. Oh man, that's crazy. All right, let's.
So sniff is with your nose.
Yes, and not I just
with your mouth.
Thank you. I just learned that. Thank you. You know, let me give myself a brownie point. Fucking. All right, what you got on the smell?
Okay, I can smell. Not a strong hop flavor, but I can't smell the hops in there. I can smell slight citrusy. And you know, slight little pine-ish, which is
due to the hops.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add on that or
no?
All right, fair enough.
Actually, there is some stuff I want to add on it. It doesn't have an unpleasant smell. A lot of times you may get that with this. It's okay. I'm gonna make a semi-judgment call. It's not gonna be an amazing beer. It's not going to be a disappointing beer. I think it's going to be sort of average-ish when I actually taste it.
I'm sorry, what was that word?
Average-ish.
Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look that word up. It's located at our new Google site called Schmoogle, And it's just words that you make up and then give it a definition. So I want to say thank you for that, sir. That's a good way of, I've never heard of it. Thank you so much. All right, so I guess it's my turn. Can I go?
By all means.
Okay. All right, so right off the bat, guys, it has a nice, clean IPA smell. It's not as a bitter fragrance as you would get, but yes, there is some sort of citrus fruit going on. Some might say grapefruit. Some may say orange, but it's right in between, or maybe a tangelo. But it's not like super robust. It's very faint. At the same time, you're getting a little bit of the yeast, not a lot of malts at all. So it doesn't smell like a sweet beer. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with the smell because, let's face it, I already took a sip, unfortunately. So, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. All right. So we're going to go ahead and move on to our next part, which is actually tasting. So I'll try not to smell it this time. I like it. You know what I like about it? Even though it was bought out by a national conglomerate under the Big One, I would like to say that it is very clean. It's crisp. It's like an everyday's working man, one step above the normal beers you normally would drink. It's not a pungent IPA, because a lot of IPAs have more sharp bitters, but this tastes borderline lagerish with hops added. Like, here's a little
flavor. It's almost like a dry hop lager. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they filtered it with, you know. It's very refreshing. I think the bubbles dance wonderful. The mouthfeel, again, tastes like something you're very used to in the beer world if you're not someone that's in the craft beers. It's like watery. And it's just extremely refreshing. I would recommend this beer at a cold temperature.
No, I would say, so when he says cold temperature, everybody's seen the ads of, like, you know, super cold, freaking filtered, whatever beer that, you know, is disgusting. So we want you to drink it as cold as possible so you can't taste it. I'm sorry, a little bit of bitterness showing. And that's not the beer. So beer, when they say room temperature, mainly they're talking room temperature for...
Sorry. My bad.
Room temperature for England. I mean, for Europe. So think, you know, low 70s. That's a good temperature for a beer. Because what happens is, as it warms up, you know, gets cool, whatever, in that temperature range, you can actually taste the nuances of the beer. And yes, that's a real word.
Yeah, I know nuance is a word, Giacomo.
And God. You can taste it, you can smell it, and there are things that you will completely miss and not find when it's served to you at the patented 34 degrees as some coolers are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So are you satisfied with what you taste?
Yeah, I'm going to go with what I said.
Absolutely. So
it's sort of average.
Yeah, it's an average beer. It's nice. It's an everyday working man's beer.
But it's not disappointing.
All right, fair enough. All right, guys. So the next step that we do on our show is we pretty much grade this beer. And our grading scale is very simple. And hopefully you guys can use this in your everyday. 0 being the worst. 3 is just average. Like, it's just something too familiar. It's just average. Nothing great about it. Nothing worst about it. It's just right there in the middle. And 5 being, to be very honest with you, it's the shit. And if it's beyond that, we'll let you know. And it's very rare for me and him to get together and find a beer that goes beyond our normal grading scale. So we're going to go ahead and grade it right now. Sir, my good sir, what is your grade and why?
Well, like I said, I'll give you why first, because it's sort of average-ish. It's not disappointing, but it's not surprising. It's, you know, middle of the road, but I actually do like it. And, you know, if I was somewhere where it's like, oh, hey, they actually have this on tap, I would grab it up. I would say a 3.4.
Nice. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as for me, I'm going to go with, to be very honest, I'm just going to be very frank about this. I mean, my name is Key, but I'll be frank this one time. I'm going to go ahead and do just an average 3.1. I don't really find it to be nothing super impressive about this beer, but the best part about it is any and everyone can drink this. Even if you're a person who's not into IPAs, pick it up. those that love IPAs, you're not going to be disappointed. But other than that, it's just a refreshing low-grade IPA. And it's nothing against the big one, which is InBev. But you know what? If you know what the masses want and the masses buy it, it's going to not taste super complex because it's hard to please everybody. And if you just make something where everyone can get it, that's just where it's at. All right, so sounds good. All right, guys, we're just going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. All right, guys, so the next beer that we're going to be talking about here for our very own garage style.
Should we at least say welcome back? They could have been gone.
Oh.
Something. Like, hey, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh.
You know.
What were they tuning into? Go. Then you fucking do it then. Huh? Go ahead, everybody. Give it up to Mal, the one-man show here on Open Bottle Talk.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. The next beer we're going to be talking about is Wrought Iron IPA from Abita.
Out of St. Louis, or not St. Louis, Louisiana. Is it Louisiana or St. Louis? Which one? Sorry, guys. I usually can only handle one beer.
Louisiana, Abita Springs. It's a 6.9% alcohol, ABV. And basically embodies the resilient, indestructible nature of New Orleans. We will freaking rebuild. Okay.
That sounds pretty good. I like that. So think they're paying homage to Katrina a little bit with that?
No, it doesn't say we were.
You said we were rebuilt, but you think about it, Wrought Iron. Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I said it on the block. Oh, boo. I don't have a boo button. Boo.
Wrought Iron. Come on. Have you ever seen pictures of the quarter and stuff, you know, actually down in New Orleans? Lots of iron.
Sir, I'm blind in two eyes. I can't read anything. What do you think you're here reading for me? It's
because you drink all that wood grain alcohol.
This is true. I did do that. All right, guys.
This is like a nice hit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, guys. So we're going to talk about the description of the beer, what we see. excuse me.
Cloudy and darkish?
Well, it's kind of translucent. Dark,
but, okay, let me phrase that.
Rust. It looks like rust. What? What?
Yeah, rust. Rust would be a color.
Yeah.
For it.
Yeah, it's got a little like, you know what, if you don't want to say the word rust, doesn't it look like honey? Like raw honey?
Yeah, a little
semi-filtered honey. The carbonation it's moving.
Look at that. When you basically move the beer around a little bit, the head just sticks to the side.
Lacing is off the chain. Lacing is how you can tell if they use good quality, and if it's a clean glass. Lace will actually put ribbons of bubbles around your glass as you drink it. That's also a good indication of quality. No lacing may not be good quality beer. And that's just only for like lighter beers like your lager and stuff. Stouts don't normally leave lacing because they normally don't hold the head, especially if it's high ABV. The alcohol pretty much dissipates the bubbles. So just in case anyone's going to get confused about that. So anything else you want to add about this, what it looks like? I mean, it looks wonderful in the glass, you guys. It's really nice. A rust color, if you will. It looks like raw honey, if you will. A little translucent. You can see something moving behind.
I mean, you can see light behind it, but you can't read through it. You can't pick out details on the other side of it.
Yeah, so that means I could probably put like a mushroom tip head print on the other end. You wouldn't know what it is. Oh, sorry. Bad form, right? Yeah, it's pretty bad. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be an indication of a dick print on the glass. Just in case they didn't know. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about dick prints on your glass. That's how you know you have a true friend. Is, hey, buddy, here's a mushroom stamp print on your glass. I love you.
That's wrong. don't be talking about dick in my beer.
What, Richard can't come out and play with us anymore? That's fucked up. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard's one of our good friends.
Moving on to the smell.
Okay, let's do the smell. Wait, that's with the nose, right?
Yeah, no drinky.
Okay.
Just sniffy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can definitely tell you right off the bat, as far as this IPA goes, you have a little more traditional smell with IPAs, more botanical bitterness to the nose. I can actually smell plant oils. It's very botanical. And because of the color of it is due to the malts, I'm getting a little bit of sweet fragrance added to it.
I was going to say, okay, this could be just from my view of the appearance, but my impression off the smells, it's going to have a creamy flavor.
Oh, yeah, it does smell creamy, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people go, how can you smell a texture? You can. You can. It's how your brain works. Matter of fact, we've both been known to say a color. Like, it smells like red. And we're like, it does smell like red. When's the last time you ate red? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's in the world of beer, you guys, with so many styles and so many ways you can make this thing, what you smell is what you smell. And right now, if I told him this smelled like bananas, foot, and stripper glitter, he's not going to really argue. He'll question it, but he's not going to really argue because you are an individual, just like these beers are. So whatever you smell and taste is what you smell and taste. There's no way around that. Always be who you are. So is there anything else you can get off that?
No, I'm with you.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, not a knock on the one previous, but this one, this particular, wow.
I like this one better.
This one, absolutely, guys. Here's the cool part. With the name like Wrought Iron, you are really, really going to taste this gritty metallicness to it, more very earthy. You taste dirt. You taste dirt. It's very metallic. I can definitely tell you it tastes like metal to me a little bit, like that metallic.
Like almost like a copperish taste. For some beers, that's normal. Some beers, like certain ambers, actually stand out a lot more. That flavor stands out a lot more.
Yeah.
On this one, it's a nice mellow to it.
Yeah.
And it is definitely, it's creamy, smoothish. It's got a little bit of hop burn in the very beginning, but it just fades away quickly. And it doesn't, a lot of times with IPAs, with high acidic beers, you get that back of the mouth to the sides, the jaw, sort of like quench. I don't know how to describe it.
You're doing a great job.
Okay. This, you don't really get that. It's just, it's a nice, you know, sort of creamy mouthfeel afterwards.
Absolutely. And keep going.
No, and you know, the strong hop taste is not really huge and it goes away quickly.
Absolutely. The hang time is not that long, you guys, but the best part or some points you'll take out of this is it's not a very sharp bitter, but it's just enough to go, okay, you are having an IPA. It is a noticeable IPA. And the difference between this IPA and a few others is it's very creamy to the mouthfeel. So, you know, I feel that this one is a really nice step up from the last IPA that we just did because that's just what happened. So here we go, guys. We're going to go ahead and get down to our grading. What you got for me, Mr. Matt?
I got not really good reasons, but I'm going with a 4.2. I like the taste. I like the fact that it's not beat you over the head IPA, but it is, hey, I'm an IPA. You know, it just, you can tell it's definitely an IPA, but it's not abusive about it.
No, it's not. It's not hit you over the head. For me, guys, I'm going to go with the nice, easy 4. It's definitely above other IPAs. Cool characteristics are it's creamy, it's earthy, but it's sweet at the same time. I think their malt balance versus their hop balance is perfect. At the same time, it definitely gives you some of that Louisiana feel with the wrought iron, the rebuild. It's just something nostalgic about it, and the ABV is perfect. 6.9. is a lot for most people out there. A lot of people can't really handle it because they usually are stuck to your 5% and below. Yeah, if you're an average Budweiser drinker, this would light you up on a six-pack.
If you drink a quantity.
Absolutely. So.
But I can tell you one thing. This would go great with red beans and rice or gumbo. Oh, my God, yes.
Fair enough. All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys are just tuning in, we are the Open Bottle Talk. We're actually a bottle share club here in Las Vegas, Nevada, as of for now.
Sin City.
And right now, I'm your host from the Open Bottle Society. My name is Key.
I'm Mal.
So right now, guys, we're going to move on to our next beer on our IPA tour.
And it is O'Hara's Irish Pale Ale. It is brewed in Ireland, dry hopped with a zesty citrus burst, and it is a 5.2%. That's right.
Nice. Really low. And who's it brewed by, if you don't mind me asking?
Imported by Polliner. It's brewed by Carlo Brewing Company. and I'm not even going to try. Let me see. Carlo, Ireland. I'm Irish. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, what? Hold on. Bog Genitals Town. Bog Genitals Town. It's Bud to Genital Town.
Bottomless Town.
Bottomless Town from the genital
sector. B-A-G-E-N-L-A-S Town.
It doesn't really matter. I mean,
we're going to look it up anyway. You're not going to, like, go there unless you actually know the place.
Yeah, I just spilled it all over my fingers. You know that, right?
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's a finger brew.
It's a finger brew.
Hey, I get to actually use this while we're talking about this, you know?
Oh, so you're going to go ahead with your accent, huh?
What the fuck, yeah.
That's horrible.
You bitch. What the fuck? There's like more foam than beer.
Well, don't be such a foamy type of guy. I actually spilled it on my fingers. I'm trying to clean it up off the bottle. Oh, my God. Oh.
Remember, y'all tuned in for beer and people.
Oh, man.
This is like...
I really hope they can't feel our pain when
this is not the first one of the night.
I know, right? All right, so here we go. All right, so let's rock and roll. I think everybody's been acclimated to our format, right? So let's go with the cheers to the appearance.
Appearance. Ooh, it's a little bit hazy.
Little hazy. Almost, if you guys are true beer fans, it almost has a semi-filtration look to it, like if it was a Hefeweizen. You know what I mean? That little bit of like cloudiness, a little like a Hefeweizen. What do you got on the appearance? It's semi.
There's a haze, and I mean, there's either a whole lot of bubbles or there's a whole lot of material in there.
Let's just go with materials. There's really not a lot of material in there. I say it's bubbles, but you know, each to their own. Is there anything else? You know what? The color.
Really good head.
Yeah. The head is sticking very well. The other cool part is. That I'm really enjoying is that it looks like toasted wheat, straw wheat, has a nice golden blonde color.
Yeah.
In the right light, it's very golden blonde. And I've said this many times, but it's a very universal color. It looks like honey, like store-bought honey on this one, not raw. Looks like store-bought honey as far as that goes. All right, guys, cheers to the smell.
I'm smelling a lot of foam head.
This fucker smells extremely dry. Like, it's going to bite you in the ass. I can actually smell. Here, you want to smell mine?
No. I'm just looking at the fact.
Yeah, you got more head than me.
Somehow I ended up with more beer. It's like, I don't care for this as much.
Oh, no. Then here, let's fix that. Here. Don't cry like a little bitch. Give it here. Let me hear. Here, since you want to cry, here, I will rectify the problem and rectify other things. So, that was bad form. Sorry. And I'll give myself a troll point. There you go. I gave myself a point. Sometimes you got to give yourself score points. And if there are too many points earned on the show,
one of us can't. That damn box.
No, you will not, sir. That's a bad. Hey, sir, you get a boner. There you go. Boner for you in your cup. Because I know how much you like dicks in your cup. Here we go. So what do you got on the smell? God, we're taking way too long with this fucking beer.
We've gone over the smell. I smell foam. I do smell a slight bit of hops, not a huge amount of hops. I'm not expecting this to be, you know, a high acidic, slightly influenced because of the low ABV, which for an IPA, a 5.2 is rather low.
Extremely low, but it smells dangerous, though. That's the weird part. It has, like, this weird danger to it. I mean, not everybody's used to, like, a lot of people, let's just face it.
Yeah.
The masses don't really understand what dry beer smells like. This smells aggressive. It has that, how you doing? Get inside my ice cream truck. I'm like, whoa, that's a little too aggressive, sir. Can I just buy two bomb pops and go on about my way? You know.
Dude, I'm still waiting for the damn margarita truck.
I don't have a sound box for that, sir. But I do have this one. That was gross what you just said. You can't have a margarita truck. There's people out there who love margaritas. You can't use that, sir.
It'll just play music. You'd run like little kids up to the truck and get margarita.
Bad form, dude.
So what's it taste like?
No, we're not going to the taste. We're still talking about the smell. We haven't even given them a full description on the smell. So bottom line, guys, it's a dry fragrance, okay? There's really not anything that promotes moisture. It promotes a lot of aggression. And even though it's a low ABV, you can get a little bit of that burn smell to it a little bit. So they didn't really kind of hide the fact that there's alcohol in it, and it smells extremely earthy.
A lot of times people ask, you're talking about a beer. The hell do you mean dry? It's a beer. It's wet. It's the way it leaves your mouth after you've swallowed the beer is it basically sort of pulls away all the extra saliva sort of, and it reacts with your mouth.
You know what I like with saliva on it? Sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies, guys. We have a live audience here, guys. I'm sorry that sometimes
more a lie audience.
My milkshake brings everyone out. That fucking hurts, sir.
It should. Okay. Do you have more description about this?
No, I don't. This is the number one shit show everywhere. I don't give a fuck. Cheers to the taste. Wow. Surprisingly, it tastes like a Scottish person spitting it all over Ireland. It's extremely...
Actually, it does have a slight peat mossy.
Exactly. Sort of... That's weird, right? See, I wasn't being wrong when I said the word Scottish, guys. And most scotches, they have a peat moss flavor to it. It's peat moth is all in this motherfucker.
It's almost like a Scotsman dipped his dick in it. You're talking about dick in my beer. That's one of yours.
Oh, I don't want a dick in my beer, sir. That you, sir? Okay. You'll get a troll point. We got our own little game show. And call in now. We don't even have a hotline yet. So we're working. Like, we need to work on a hotline for people to call in and shit. But to be honest,
it's not live.
Yes, it isn't. Yes, it isn't. So real rough. You guys got to understand that. When we do our beer reviews.
We're drinking.
Yeah, so we apologize. No, we're not drunk. This is just how we do our process. And the cool part about this beer is
for a full day.
I don't really taste any citrus.
No.
I taste peat moss. I taste like someone put scotch in this bitch. Now, doesn't mean that it's a bad beer, guys. So if you guys are looking for an IPA, that's a different... outlook on IPA, I would say go grab this. This is a very unique IPA because it's really very dry.
You can't say very unique because unique by itself just means one, singular.
Yeah,
very unique. It's just.
But what if you're in a room full of unique people? So if there's only
each one is unique,
you can't tell them that. You say you're very unique.
No.
Why are we asking? Okay, this is not open bottle. I know it's open bottle talk,
but it's not open grammar talk.
It's not the open grammar Nazi talk. You know, say that's like horrible. You know, Okay, now you got them laughing. Now you got them laughing too. Don't get the crowd involved.
Okay.
What are you doing?
It is a different IPA. It's not a disappointing IPA. It's a different one. And once you've drunk a I believe the proper phrase is metric shit ton of beer. Different is actually good.
Oh, yeah. The cool parts that you guys like about it. You know what? We'll talk about that in our grade, and I'll give them a more description of the whole entire aspect of this beer and what it failed on as far as the advertisement.
Do you mean like more accurate description?
I
more invasive description?
Keep going. Let's give you two just points.
More description.
No. I do what I want. Last time I checked, I'm a grown ass man, you piece of shit. All right, guys, cheers to the grade.
Growing out instead of
up. Shut up. Wow, that's a fucking fat pun. Wow, dick. All right, so what you got on your grade and why?
Okay. Just because I'm torn. I'm going to go with a 4.4 because I like it. It's good. It's different. But it just looking at the bottle says, yeah, I'm normal.
I know, the label is deceiving. Ladies and gentlemen, the label, okay, I'll give my grade in a minute, but I'm going to explain a few things. Sometimes advertisements are deceiving, right? So the label looks very basic, and it says on here, dry hop with a zesty citrus burst. Now, if you're someone who drinks IPAs, I mean, yeah, there is a little bit of zest going on. So that's why the word is zest. It gives a little hint of something citrus. We can't tell you the citrus at all, but the predominant part that makes this beer weird and great at the same time is that weird peat moss taste. It's a weird drying aspect. Now, listen, we've drunk plenty of beers that were dried beers, right? They have that dry tanning effect like wine. But like this is weird. Wines. It's like I took scotch and put a beer on top of it. It's that weird and unique. So being indifferent as well.
Scotch burn.
Yeah, it's different. It's awesome. So I'm going to give this a 4.5. So, you know, that one, ladies and gentlemen, that one was a tough one. That was a tough one. That was a tough one. Hey guys, welcome back on the Open Bottle Talk.
Hold on.
Wait, what? What? Hold on, hold on. Really? Really? You really had to play that song?
Yes!
Okay, fine. No, that's great. Here, let me help you out. There's one laugh track for you, because that was funny that you stopped me. And then I want to tell you, and I want to ask, why did you play that song? I've never even heard of that song. What is that song from?
Top Gun.
What is that?
It's a movie.
Oh, never seen it. Never seen it.
Mm-mm. We're doing the beer Hop Gun.
Oh.
Look, see, Jet.
All right. Go ahead. What is our next beer on our IPA actually, train?
They even got it. It's an F-14 Tomcat. The next beer on this shit train is the Funky Buddha Hop Gun. It's an IPA. And that's actually intentional. That's one fucked up label.
What are you talking about? Yeah, they cut it in half. Yep, that's funny. What's the ABV on this bad boy?
7.0. But I like this. Pour into a wide mouth glass and serve at 38 degrees.
No, we're not serving it at 88 degrees. Now, 30. Here's the cool part, guys. The graphic on the label shows an F-15.
F-14.
Whatever, I do beer reviews. I don't look at military shit. So basically, it's showing some fighter jets.
It's a Tomcat.
It's a Tomcat?
Tomcat.
Oh, Tomcat. And it's firing off these, looks like missiles.
Hot cones.
And with hot cones sitting on there. So I'm going to go ahead and open this. And it's pretty cool. It looks very aggressive. So I am hoping that the label lives up to the beer, to be very honest with you. So I'm always looking forward to that. There's some of that. Let's see your glass, my good sir. You don't want to talk to him while I pour? I mean,
oh, hey, you were talking. I was letting you go. Because you talk a lot, and I figured maybe this would let you get it out and, you know.
Whatever.
Sort of.
Really? Like, know. Really? This is going to be that guy? You know, sir? I scream at you, sir, because I can. All right, so here we go, guys. Like I said, this labeling is actually one of the coolest labels that I've seen in a long time. So here we go. Cheers to the appearance.
Nice. Look at that appearance. That is nice.
This is more of a lightly toasted straw color. It is very transparent, so super filtrated. I can actually see my fingers. What?
Super filtered?
That's what you said.
Super filtrated?
Yeah, that's what I said. I do what I want. Last time I checked, I'm a grown-ass man. And it's not
super see-through because...
Actually, no. I can see there's a finger on the other end. Look, you can see a finger on the other. Yes,
but okay.
Hey, first off, you're going to put your whole palm in front of it. You're not going to be able to see anything.
No, I'm saying I can see it. I'm just saying you can't read a newspaper through it. Okay, so it is...
Okay, only if you had super eyes. Fine. Okay, you can't read a newspaper.
Okay.
Okay, first off, when's the last time anyone's ever actually picked up a newspaper in today's time and age?
Ding, today.
Yeah, you are ancient, sir. You are
ancient. I don't give a shit. I work with technology.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's
so,
fine.
But I mean, it is with the color, it is semi-see-through.
Yeah. It's actually a nice IPA color, what you are used to in the IPA world. As far as the head is holding up very nice. And as far as any legs, not so much. And the lacing is holding up very well. So here we go. Cheers to the smell. Wow.
It's got a decent acidic and hop smell.
Oh, yeah. It smells like plants. It definitely smells like an IPA. Not a lot of sweet going on, so it's very bitter to the nose. I'm not getting a texture, personally. I'm not getting the creamy or if it's going to be super aggressive, but it is very robust in the fragrance of the plant.
I think it's going to be a little bit more of a burnish.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. I'm rooting for the burn. Are you rooting for the burn? Ladies and gentlemen, are you guys rooting for the burn? I know the burn, but we roll with it, okay?
The born.
The born. Jason? The bad form, sir. No, not a fan of any of those movies. And we'll get into that another day. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead. Cheers to the taste. Oh. Unfortunately, I have been deceived by advertisement. Oh, my God. Okay, so I'll go first, and then Mal will clean this up. All right, guys, when you look at advertisement for 90% of the world, when you see something as cool as fighter jets blowing missiles up, what's the first thing you're going to think? Aggression, something adventurous, blowing up shit. I mean, there's nothing explosive at all about this beer. It just tastes like a very creamy IPA, nothing that separates it from any other IPA. This is just one of those beers that they put together to just have on their line of standard beers that most breweries make. I'm not disappointed in this beer. I was just fooled by the advertisement. The IPA is pretty much a beginner levels IPA person, a person who's into IPAs or wants to get into it. It's not that aggressive to the taste. The fragrance was more abusive than the actual taste.
If you're looking for hops, then we've got your tail. Hopgun IPA delivers a payload of good old American hops straight to your palate, bursting forth with the flavors of grapefruit and pineapple. Careful dose of smooth caramel malts swoop in to balance out the finish, just like any good wingman should.
Wrong. I mean, it's no. Don't get us wrong. What they describe is their beer, and that's a great way. You gotta also have be marketing too. If you're gonna sell beer, you have to be marketing. The only problem that I'm having with this is not a very aggressive beer.
I mean, I was expecting. Honestly, I was hoping and expecting for a flavor that would basically almost turn my mouth. That, you know, just like make it squish up.
Where's that bitter at? Like, you know, where is that bitter? You know, it makes me want to take this bottle and fucking. I do. Don't get us wrong. I'm not upset with Funky Buddha, and I know they make phenomenal beers. It's just that this beer is your. I'm gonna start using this phrase. This is the beer that gets you into their beers. This is their gateway beer. Yeah, exactly. This is your gateway beer.
Oh wait, no, that's to the brewery. That's a little higher level.
that's only if the beer was worthy, right, to go in your veins like that.
This is okay. What I was expecting, this to grab you by the nose with smell and kick you in the ass with taste.
And it did not, unfortunately. Now, it doesn't mean that it's bad.
Good beer.
Oh yeah, this is still above average for an IPA. But to be very honest with you, when you look at such great graphics on a beer and you're a person who's like, oh, I gotta buy it because the bottle looks dope, you don't want to be disappointed with the taste. And it just doesn't match up. Now, if this was just a basic label, then when we do the tasting, then we'd have been like, wow, that's pretty good. But unfortunately, we fell into the trap, like most people do, that the label's everything, and that's just how it works. So it worked. So kudos to them. So all right, so let's go ahead and just do it.
Well, no. I mean, it's an example for you. You've seen the Christmas commercial, buy a beer that has the horse and the dog, and it shows the dog much later. The horse comes running up to it and the guy and all this type of shit, you know. And you sort of like, it's a tearjerker of a commercial, and you realize it's for a crappy fucking beer.
Oh, are we talking about Budweiser?
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't that on Super Bowl a while ago?
Yes!
That commercial sucked ass. I mean, the commercial was great, but it shouldn't have been the big one.
Budweiser, honest to God, they have some of the most amazing commercials, and they actually have one of their commercials.
When you have billions of... Listen, guys, right now we're about to go off into an InBev tangent. We will talk about InBev on a later show, guys. So right now we're gonna move on to our God. I had to pull us back. Oh shit. Oh, we almost like. Oh, you guys don't understand. We'll explain more why our disapproval of a particular the one is, and we'll always use their name to kind of make them elusive and mysterious. The one, right? The hops are strong in this company. No, it's not.
Unless they want to give us a lot of money, and then we'll talk politely
about it. No, we won't. No, they won't. Listen, I'll be honest with you. Right now, if a brewery wants to sponsor us, we're not going to lie for them. You pay us for our honesty. So if you come out with a bad beer, we're going to go...
But we'll be polite about it.
No, we won't. Like, there's no holds bar on this show, right? There's a reason why you wanted us, right? Because of our honesty. All right, guys. Cheers to the grade.
Okay. If I was tasting this on just... Get your stinky ass away.
Sorry, I had to push the button. I haven't pushed it yet. I don't think it worked in that format. Sorry, I had to push the button.
If I was just going on taste alone, that's it, just taste, I would give this, I would say a 4.1.
Really? That high, huh?
It's a good taste.
Yeah, you're right.
I know for a fact we've given beers with this flavor at least that. But the problem is, if you take that with what the bottle promises.
And that's very, and here's the thing, guys, that's very rare for us. We normally open a beer, we do zero research on it because that's how we don't want to be influenced. But unfortunately, you heard the music at the beginning of this particular segment of the show with the label. Yeah, we fell into it. Every once and again, we get like kids, man, and we fall into that. We're normal, guys. So we fell into it. Like, seriously, we fell into it. I'll be very honest. You know.
No laughing at you calling yourself normal.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Continue. I was explaining to them a little bit more, you know.
But, okay, keep this in mind. The taste on its own without the bottle, I would say, is a 4.1. With it all put together, I'm rather disappointed, and I would give it a 3.4.
Ah, there you go. That's there. Hey. That's the money shot on your face, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't know what the money shot is, it goes a little something like this. Wipe your face clean, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Blap Gun, brought to you by Spoon & Co. from Wisconsin. That's right. Blap Co. So I had to make my own jingle. We don't got
music. Is it Spoon & Co. or Blap Co.? Make up your mind.
Does it really matter? As long as you're not on the receiving end.
Uncle Festus, what does butt cake mean?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Everybody, we're going to get white girl wasted on here. I swear to God we are. Okay, so for me, guys, I'm going to go ahead and rate this really quick so we can get on to our very last beer, which is hopefully, in our opinion, one of the best ones out of our line. We always try to save the best for last. So this particular beer, I'm going to go ahead and go with a very simple... hold on here. I just got to bring my friend back. He went over. There you go. You want to burp into the mic. This is real shit, you know what I'm saying? It isn't like we're recording for YouTube or anything. It isn't like we're like recording for YouTube
or anything. It's an iguana.
No, that's not an iguana. What are you talking about?
It's an iguana.
Okay, you went over, you mean to tell me you left what we were talking about to look at a fucking iguana?
Will you give your grade?
Well, I need you here with me. Why can't you be here with me? Okay, hold on, guys. We're gonna put you guys on mute for a second. What the hell are you doing? Like, what are you laughing for? Look, they can't hear us right now. What are you doing? There's no iguana in the garage. No, stop. Get your ass over here. What are you doing? Okay, so let me unmute them. All right, guys. So for my grade, I'm going to go ahead. Sorry about that, guys. We have a little bit of technical difficulty. All right, guys. So just to let you guys know, I'm going to go ahead with it. What?
So that was difficult to get out. Like a constipation.
Okay, I'm saying.
Go ahead.
I'm waiting on you. Okay, first off, quit distracting me. You have short attention span. God. All right, guys. For this particular beer, I'm going to go ahead with a. Unfortunately, I'm going to give this a 3.1. Yes, it is delicious. Yes, it's a good IPA. But unfortunately, because we fell into the trap of advertisement, smell and taste, it's very deceiving. Yes, it's creamy. Yes, it's an IPA. Yes, it has great notes. Yes, it is a phenomenal beer. But when you put every factor together and your hopes are so high, it's going to upset you. It really is. It's really going to upset you. And this beer is above average, but we encourage you to please try Funky Buddha's Hop Gun. Go ahead and try it. You guys will understand what we're talking about. But don't always buy a beer by its label. Just buy a beer.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Pretty much. All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. This is the Open Bottle Society. My name is Keith.
I am Mal.
And welcome back. If you guys are just tuning in, we've basically done this really great roller coaster ride on IPAs. And right now, we saved the best for last. Hopefully, it's the best for last. What do we have and who's it by?
We have the Big Eddie Imperial IPA from the Jacob Leaning Google Brewing Company.
I'm sorry, who?
Leaning Kugel.
Lying Kugel?
Lying Kugel?
Yes, Lying Kugel.
Okay.
Kegels?
Lining Kugel.
Is it Kegels? Have you done, you know, speaking of which, have you done Kegel exercises?
Yes.
Dude, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to make sure you do your Kegels.
Although, actually, one of the things you have to be medically aware of, once you ever start doing those, you never fucking stop.
Oh, I've been doing it this whole fucking time.
No, I mean, seriously, like, it sort of screws you up.
I like that. Oh, guys, welcome to the Open Bottle Nasty Talk. So what else we got here?
Five distinctive hops are added every stage of the brewing process.
No. We're not supposed to read it until later. It's
an 8.2%.
What is it?
8.2%.
Okay, remember, we don't want to be influenced. We just know it's an Imperial IPA at 8.2%. May I open it?
Sure.
All right, guys. Remember, guys, our format on our show is we do not want to get influenced by anything. We just basically want to open it and get down with it. We threw that in our little bucket there. All right, so here we go.
Honestly, our format's fucked up.
It is. So we don't do any research on any of these beers, guys. We just know what we know.
Oh, my God.
We don't. Can you smell that from here?
Yeah.
I can smell it from here. Oh, my God, it's crazy. All right, guys, so here we go. So hopefully you guys have got acclimated to our show. So here we go. Cheers to the appearance. Oh, wow.
Dude, rich caramel.
Rich caramel. A lot of sediment.
Yes.
There's sediment in this. Now, for those that are new to beer, sediment is not a bad thing. That just means there's extra love in your beer. But yeah, caramel all the way.
Called yeast, which is pretty much organisms fornicating with sugar.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, remind us later down the line. Guys, we're going to have to tell them all about what yeast is. We're going to give it to them, but our version. And our version is wonderful. So, all right, guys. So, bottom line is it's just caramel. It has a caramel hue to it. It has a straw color for it. And it has the perfect color for a high ABV. For an IPA. It has that high ABV IPA color. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of suspension going on in there. Cheers to the smell.
Remember, smell.
But shut up. God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it smells like a fucking plant. It smells like ABV. It's nothing but stupid, creamy, botanical, bitter creaminess.
It doesn't smell like an IPA, though.
No, it
smells, okay, it's an Imperial IPA, which, you know, Imperial.
Now, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm saying, like, for taking a really good whiff, I would say it smells high ABV.
Yes. Smells,
and it's a little malty, which is the sweet fragrance.
Good smell.
But,
oh
no, I take it back. This smells like a faint barley wine.
Yes.
All right, guys, we'll get into barley wines another time. But yes, this smells like a very faint barley wine, which is high ABV and not else going much on with that. More, it also has like a weird raisin prunish smell. That's what got me to go barley wine.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to add on top of this?
No, I want to taste it.
Okay, fine. Let's just move on for you. Cheers to the taste. Those that are hearing that kind of gurgling sound, we're basically aerating the beer to get all the particulates and nuances because the beer that we drink on the show is room temperature. All right, what you got on your taste?
That is good. I don't know. I got to have another taste. Go ahead.
Well, okay. So as far as an Imperial IPA, you expect a robust amount or an epic amount of that bitter, that oil. Unfortunately, it's not here, but here's the great part about this beer. It still tastes like a barley wine. It has raisins to me, has a little bit of prunes. You can definitely taste the ABV. It tastes way more alcoholic than any beer in its class at an astounding 8.2%. But it's creamy. It's well balanced. The malts and the yeast dancing together. Man, it's like one hell of an orgy I want to be a part of. And it doesn't taste like an IPA. Thursday. Like, seriously, it doesn't taste like an IPA. It's very, it's wonderful, believe it or not. It's weird. And this is a 2014 bottle, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this hasn't been sitting for a long time. So it's not. This came out very similar to this. It wasn't a huge change.
No.
But it's, I mean, it's a year to a year and a half old, but it's a very good flavor. And I agree. You taste the raisin prunish flavor. You're not getting the acid from an IPA. You're not getting the bitterness from an IPA. You're getting a good mouthfeel. And yeah, definitely you can taste the ABV because, I mean, when you drink it, there's a little bit of heat in your mouth, but it's not the acid heat. It's the heat from the alcohol.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the last part of this. And then, we're going to get you guys out of here, you guys. So here we go. Cheers to the grape.
I would have to, okay. This I don't want it to sound hypocritical or disingenuous.
No, please do.
It is not what I was expecting, but it's an amazing difference compared to what I was expecting. It's much better.
Actually, hold on real quick. I don't mean to break you there. Real quick, you want to read what's on the bottle now? Read them what's on the bottle, guys.
Five distinctive hops are added at every stage of the brewing process for our take on an Imperial IPA. But the thing is, I can't really taste. I mean, I can taste some of the hops. I can taste that there are hops in there. And you've got some of the malt flavor from it. But it's not beat you over the head with hops, which is what I was expecting.
Yeah, when you get an Imperial, which is technically another way of calling it a double or a triple, in reality, Imperials, triples are basically just a better variant of the word double in the sense of beer. When you get usually an Imperial anything, it is very robust in that style. It is, this is what it is, and if you can't handle it, get the fuck out. But the cool part about this beer is it's a different take on an IPA, in our opinion, and it basically comes off like a really faint barley wine. Yeah. And it's really, really good. It's definitely going to give you a head change, and it's definitely going to get you guys in the right mood. So, I mean,
sorry, back to all of that.
Right.
After my grade is, it's not, oh my God, life changing, but it is amazing. And I'm going to have to go with a 4.6.
Oh, nice. You know, that's kind of weird. I was going to do a 4.7. And with the same characteristics he gives you guys, the only thing I might just kind of piggyback off that is that because it's an Imperial IPA, yes, there is hops there. But when we're describing a beer here, we're talking about the part that takes over everything and that is noticeable. And that's the weird part about this beer. It is the best deceiving beer that I could say that anybody could ever pick up and get. So if you guys see this, please get it. Have it right away or age it. It really doesn't matter. And you know what? You guys would enjoy that. So at this point, we want to say thank you guys for tuning in here on the Open Bottle Talk with Open Bottle Society. If you guys want to get to know us even more, you guys can get super social intimate, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You can get real intimate with us. If you guys just take up all your social media, if you guys are social media junkies, just go on your Facebook, your Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, whatever it is that you're into. Type in the word Open Bottle Society and you'll find us and we will respond to you. What?
We're not on Pinterest.
Actually, we are on Pinterest.
Oh my God!
Yes, we are.
We gotta make a beer on Pinterest.
The Pinterest is being handled by the Bottle Squad, which is an exclusive family found on Periscope, you guys. So listen, we're gonna end the show like we always do. And you know what? I don't mind saying it repeatedly over and over again. It's a mantra that came about and grew with the Open Bottle Society, and it's probably the best saying ever.
Now don't you waste your time.
No, not that one. No, you, sir. No. Listen, guys. So, hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.